We move on to our great man to update us for all things AFL before we do. So this is Drive with Joel and Fletch, and today, Spud Carroll, with thanks to Kennard's Hire. Do Kennard's Hire make trade easy? Ken Oath they do. Absolutely they do. And this bloke makes things easy as far as AFL is concerned for us. I'm pleased to say Nick Davis joins us along. G'day, Nick.
Joel, Spud, how are we?
Mate, not as good as you. The Swannies go 4-0, absolutely flying, mate. What a win against Essendon. What a thrilling finish.
Yeah, it was. It was a great finish. I thought, Essendon came up and they put a fair bit of heat on the young Swannies players, but they were able to handle it. And, look, they were 25 points behind and they're able to regroup and find a way and get a 3-point win. And 4-0. It's a great start to the season.
Yeah, Nick, I actually put the game on to watch the Swans and they were getting flogged, so I turned it off, right? And then actually I wake up the next day and they've won. Mate, what did they change in their game to get to come back the way they did?
Oh, look, they were just able to put a little bit more pressure on Essendon, just around the contest. At the start there, Essendon probably won the hardness battle against the young side. And once the Swans sort of evened that out sort of inside the contest and then what everyone's seen over the first sort of 2 or 3 weeks where the young side were able to get out and outrun Essendon. And look, Lance Franklin did some good things. He kicked a couple of important goals, which we knew that having him back in the side, he'd be able to do. But it was just a different way for a young team to win, and all goes well for their confidence going forward.
Yeah, sometimes, Nick, with the likes of Buddy Franklin, you don't even need him to play well. It's just for these young players to see a big star around them. You have that comfort with them. He kicked three. His career tally now goes to 950. That's seventh all-time. Now, how many games would you... What's the run rate, would you think, that how many games takes him to 1,000?
Oh, look, he's good for... Look, on average, you'd have him for penciled in for at least sort of two and a half, three a game. So you're a smarter man than I am, Joey.
So he's about 20... about 20 games away, so...
Okay,
there you go. GWS, you got them this week, then the Gold Coast. This run, how long can this run go for?
Oh, look, don't make me pull out the 1 week at a time cliche, but I think the Derby comes at a good week for these guys. A lot of the young kids have been on the end of some of the Giants side that have been high-flying the last couple of years, so... it's going to be a really good derby. The Giants are able to turn their form and their season around last week with a big win against Collingwood. So, Saturday afternoon at the, I think it's 4:40 at the SCG. It's going to be a nice afternoon and it's going to be a cracking game.
Yeah, Nick, can we just change codes? I've always got a question regards to what you do at the Roosters. Sam Walker, he's been outstanding the last 2 weeks. Have you actually put him aside? Because I think his game is fantastic, but have you had to work on his kicking game?
Yeah, look, it's just putting the pieces of the puzzle together for him. Obviously, he's such a natural footballer and ball player, and the Sharks are able to put a lot of pressure on the whole side, and probably didn't end up finishing the sets where we wanted to last week. And look, I thought sort of the first half they were able to, him and Drew Hutch were able to kick the ball pretty well, and then once the Roosters sort of got back on top, we had some, you know, good ball kicks, maybe didn't be as attacking as what we didn't probably shift mindset with our kicking game. So looking forward to a big game against the Storm tomorrow night. I'll be able to sit down and watch that. And defensively the kicks were pretty good last week. Just sometimes our attacking options are a little bit off, but we worked hard this week on it.
Hey, Nico, just on young Sammy Walker, have you noticed a real uplift in his confidence and the swagger around the place? Because clearly what's happened in the last couple of weeks, his life's turned on its head for the very much a good reason.
Yeah, look, I think maybe even the other. I think he had confidence and swagger before he played, and now I think he's sort of mellowed into knowing and getting his job done every week. I think he's probably actually gone the other way. He was sort of a chirpy kid that was playing in the reserve grade and was learning the ropes, and now he's gone to he's the halfback for the Sydney Roosters. He needs to get a job done every week. So I've seen a change in him the other way, actually.
Okay, what about just on the opposition back to the AFL? You're taking on GWS. They are have their spirits up after the big win against Collingwood. Toby Green was the man. He kicked five. So what's the plan to try and limit Toby Green as much as you can?
Yeah, look, obviously there's going to be the back six are going to have a job to do on in there, and whoever gets that match up to, he's definitely their barometer, but going to be also stopping their supply coming down there. We know that him and Harry Himmelberg are their chief forwards that are going to kick goals. So he does some great things. I've seen Toby Green take his game to another level. His leadership has been very good for the Giants this year as well. And not only is he doing that, but he's out there kicking four or five goals a week. So definitely, he's definitely a target player for the Swans this week, I'm sure.
Yeah, very, very young side as well, GWS. Now, I understand that last time Sydney started the season 5-0, you won the comp, Nick. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, there
probably.
You can share that one.
It's not a bad start.
Yeah, just say you're talking to Joel, and he said...
Righto, boys. Apparently, if we win this week, we're home. But no, it's not a bad start. It'd be like three or four birdies in the first six holes. It's not a bad way to start a round of golf. It's not a bad way to start a season either. And the confidence of the group, as I sort of mentioned to you guys last week, ever since they got back from the sort of the hubs of last year, I've noticed a big change in them mentally and footy-wise. And they're confident, and it goes a long way, especially with a young group.
Final two in the AFLW, that's this weekend. Now, it's just these two teams so consistent. You've got the Lions taking on Adelaide. It's at Adelaide Oval. Have you got a tip here, Nick?
Yeah, I think my tip is it'll be a full house, or however many they can pack into Adelaide Oval. And saw the grand final over there before. And my tip is probably, the star of the AFLW, Aaron Phillips, who she'll probably be the leading goal kicker and probably win the best on ground. And Adelaide will win, I think.
Adelaide to win. Well, what the Lions have been to the big dance twice for two losses. Adelaide have been there twice for two wins. Of course, the skipper of Adelaide, Chelsea Randall, she'll be missing due to the AFL's 12-day concussion rule. How are we seeing that being played out in the AFL as far as the men's concerned, Nick?
Yeah, I did read somewhere that they were considering, or there was talk about the sort of the NFL system where you have, instead of the bye, there's a bye in the AFL before the first week of the finals, maybe shifting that to sort of after prelim week, similar to what they do in the NFL, where after the divisional championships, they have the week off before the Super Bowl. That might be an option there with that 12-day protocol.
So that's been the inspiration about bringing that extra week in. It's mainly for those concussion cases to allow them to play the grand final. Is that right?
No, it's been there. They brought it in actually probably 3 years ago because it was sort of, if there were dead rubber games in the last round, teams would sort of rest players coming up to the final. So, no, and then it was sort of round 22 and then final. So they brought that in so the teams that were in the finals could have that rest. But there might be an opportunity to shift that to after prelim week. If we don't have that 12-day concussion protocol, you know, ruling players out of grand finals, you sort of don't want to see that.
Ah, right. I thought they were looking in addition to that. Okay, so they'd be shifting that particular time off.
Just shifting it, yep.
Okay. What have you been doing this week, Nick, on a personal level? You been into any shows or what have you been doing?
No, I've been pretty busy. Our Swans Academy, we're running sort of a lot of school holiday camps and whatnot. So the holidays are pretty busy, along with Roosters training and Swans training. Got out to have a little bit of a hit of golf, but not too much, mate.
No, very good. Well, Nico, mate, go well. It's another week where you're reporting in with a win to the Swans, a win to the Roosters being so familiar. So we'll keep being your good luck charm and we'll chat soon.
Let's hope so. Life's good.